And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 18th of September, 2016. It's the birthday of Samuel Johnson, Litchfield, England, 1709, who compiled a Dictionary of the English Language. Came out in 1755, was a huge 21-pound book that remained the definitive dictionary for 150 years until the completion of the first Oxford English Dictionary. Samuel Johnson spent only 1 year at Oxford before his money ran out. He may have suffered from Tourette's syndrome, judging from how people described him, his facial expressions, his tics. At the time, he did not succeed trying to start a school. He was not a successful poet. But when he was 35, a group of London booksellers hired him to create a dictionary of the English language, and he set out to do it. He thought he could do it in 3 years. It took him 9. It contained 42,773 entries. One of his innovations was to illustrate the meanings of words with literary quotations, particularly from Shakespeare. It was not without humor. For instance, his definition of lexicographer was, quote, a writer of dictionaries, a harmless drudge that busies himself in tracing the original and detailing the significance of words. It's the birthday of Jean-Bernard Léon Foucault, born in Paris, 1819, known for the pendulum that bears his name, a 62-pound iron ball swinging from a wire 220 feet long, suspended inside the dome of the Pantheon in Paris. He used it to prove that the earth rotates on its axis. And it was on this day in 1851, the first edition of The New York Times was published in a little candlelit office just off Wall Street. It cost 1 cent, founded by Henry J. Raymond and George Jones, who wanted a serious paper, not a tabloid. Here's a poem for today by William Carlos Williams, The Last Words of My English Grandmother. There were some dirty plates and a glass of milk beside her on a small table near the rank, disheveled bed. Wrinkled and nearly blind, she lay and snored, rousing with anger in her tones to cry for food. "Get me something to eat. You're starving me. I'm all right. I won't go to the hospital. No, no, no. Get me something to eat. Let me take you to the hospital," I said, "and after you are well, you can do as you please." She smiled. "Yes, you do what you please first, and I can do what I please." "Oh, oh, oh," she cried, as the ambulance men lifted her to the stretcher. "Is this what you call making me comfortable?" By now her mind was clear. "Oh, you think you're smart, you young people," she said, "but I'll tell you, you don't know anything." Then we started. On the way, we passed a long row of elms. She looked at them a while out of the ambulance window and said, "What are all those fuzzy-looking things out there? Trees? Well, I'm tired of them," and rolled her head away. A poem by William Carlos Williams, The Last Words of My English Grandmother, from the collected poems of William Carlos Williams, published by New Directions Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.